We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We approach mental health facilities, mental health services, addiction services in the community has long been the source of a conversation. Community-based services, however, were at one time thought to be the perfect approach. But you need money to do that. For the last couple of months or so, actually about the last year or so, there's been money available to do that. And Pittsburgh Mercy thinks they've got a system in place that works. Until now, because the money, the funding, there are a lot of hurdles to getting the money where they need it. Tony Beltran is the CEO and president of Pittsburgh Mercy, joins us now to talk about these issues. Welcome, sir.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So what's the problem? What are the issues?
So I think first it might be interesting to understand this project that we're talking about. The Certified Community Behavioral Health Program was established a little over 2 years ago, taking the best evidence-based programs around addressing severe mental illness in individuals with substance use disorder and put those all together. The way I like to think about it is, if you have something complicated like cancer, you don't have to find all the services yourself, right? They schedule you with the oncologist. They make sure that you get all the tests, et cetera. The community behavioral health movement, was the goal, is to put all those together so that it could move through that system. And then more importantly, create, as you mentioned, Lynn, the funding to support the cost of care for those individuals. So it's a pretty innovative evidence-based program, but really covers the cost for these individuals.
So why is the funding now in question?
So there's two parts to this. First, at the federal level, the demonstration pilot ended in June of last year with the goal that it would be extended. And this problem is they're trying to expand it from the initial 8 states to an additional number of states. So they've been going back and forth. The good news is they've actually provided 4 extensions, the last one just being signed by the president just recently to keep us whole. So the funding is available through the end of November. So November 21st, they've extended the funding. It becomes complicated at the state level because it requires a lot more than just pulling the funds down from the state level. They have to do a lot more complicated calculations. And so our state's still in the process of determining how they're going to pull those funds down, if they're going to pull them down, since the funding is not past a couple of months. So we're hopeful the state will be able to figure that part out. And just like the other 7 states that are part of this project, Pennsylvania will pull those funds down and make them available to those of us providing this care.
Well, and I think the comparison that you made makes this it makes sense when you say that when you've been diagnosed with something like a cancer or just kidney disorder, you go to one place.
Screening components or case management, it allows us to better coordinate that care for that individual so that they're not in the middle. They get to speak with peers that understand what they're going through, and those peers can help them navigate the system. So it's really a great program.
So in terms of people who are in need of services right now, they shouldn't panic, or people who have loved ones who are already taking advantage of the services, they shouldn't panic right now.
So we're a little bit of a challenge right now, I think, with the federal funding. And just as an organization, we've been keeping that going without the payment. So far, we've lost in just the first 2 months about $1.6 million. Now, we're hopeful that the state will be able to retro back and we'd be able to get those funds available. So, yes, I would say don't panic, but really we do need some action to be taken so that we can resolve this issue.
And this is a case where people should contact their elected officials.
That makes sense, yeah. And I think, again, I know this is a really challenging process. Any kind of funding that comes through always has complications. And the way it's been extended in the short term make it difficult for states to navigate the federal bureaucracy to pull down the funding. So hopefully PA will be able to resolve and navigate those issues and make funds available to the providers that are doing this work.
But for right now, between now and the end of November, we can at least take a sigh of relief.
At the federal level, I would say yes, we've passed it. At the state level, we still don't have the dollars. As providers, we do not have the dollars in our pocket. So we're a little bit of a risk for these. We're providing the care without getting the full reimbursement. Maybe to give you a sense, what we get through this program is just what it costs us to provide care. So there's not a profit margin on it. It's not like we're making extra money. It's just saying for these services, for the psychiatrists, et cetera, this is the amount it costs, and we get reimbursed that cost. And if we go back to the old model, which we're technically in right now, we're only getting paid about half the cost of those services. That's where you understand there's a gap. That's why we're down just in the first 2 months, about $1.6 million. So it is a problem. At the federal level, they've solved it for the short term. So we have about 5 months. And at the state level, the goal is hopefully that we'd be able to figure out at a state level how to pull those funds down so the providers like Pittsburgh Mercy would have access and continue to provide this care.
Tony Beltran, thank you so much for joining us. It's a complicated story, but we appreciate you weeding through it for us, and we'll stay on top of it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.